30 years of PSPA. 1994. PSPA is registered with the Charity Commission following Sarah Coe's diagnosis in 1993. 1994, the charity forms the first PSP Medical Advisory Panel, chaired by Professor Andrew Lees. 1995, the first PSPA-led local support groups are set up in Liverpool, Northern Ireland, Merseyside and Kent. 1996, we host the first research workshop. 1997, PSPA supporter Sebastian Coe, whose mother lived with PSP, presents a Radio 4 appeal. 1997, Professor Hugh Morris becomes the charity's first funded research fellow. 1999, PSPA funds research by Dr. Nuth, which establishes there are more than 5,000 people living with PSP in the UK. 2001, the Magnolia Ball raises £25,000 and is attended by the royal patron, the Duchess of Gloucester. 2002, one of PSPA's first employees, Debbie Benadel, is hired. 2002, Her Royal Highness the Duchess of Gloucester opens the Sarah Coe PSP Research Centre, London. 2008, PSPA Matters is developed to provide information to people with PSP and CBD. 2010, we publish a guide to PSP and CBD for occupational therapists. 2012, the charity launches the helpline and online forum, Health Unlocked. 2013, we host our first Family and Friends Day. 2015, PSPA agrees £1.3 million funding for Prospect, the most ambitious PSP and CBD research study to date. 2016, our survey discovers 50% of people living with PSP and CBD are misdiagnosed. 2016, we launch our GP Red Flag awareness campaign. 2018, PSPA and Cure PSP organise the world's largest research symposium on PSP and CBD. 2018, the charity develops first professional guide to CBD. 2019, £25,000 is secured from the Scottish Government to fund a role to raise awareness and improve care. 2019, PSPA Fellow Dr. Ed Jabari, research suggests there are 10,000 people living with PSP and CBD in the UK. 2020, PSPA Fellow Dr. Ed Jabari research establishes genetic variant which determines speed of PSP progression. 2020, adapting to COVID-19 lockdown, PSPA develops online support groups. 2021, PSPA support grants launched and a voice banking service is developed in partnership with Speak Unique. 2021, the PSPA podcast takes to the airwaves thanks to the support of Pavers. 2022, regional carers support group established to support family and friends of people living with PSP and CBD. 2023, PSPA Link volunteer scheme launched following a generous grant from Global Make Some Noise. 2023, the charity publishes a guide to PSP and CBD for physiotherapists. 2023, PSPA I Red Flag campaign launched to raise awareness with opticians. 2023, a carer's guide to PSP and CBD is launched during Carers Week.